Welcome to the Whiskey Congress. Honest, open talk dedicated to speaking the truth to those who are open to hearing it. Black, white, right, left. Most importantly, honest, bold, and fueled by good whiskey. In Whiskey Veritas, we are Whiskey Congress. Join the evolution.
Welcome back to Whiskey Congress. We have a bit of a special episode for you. A little bonus drop in, right?
Just a warning ahead of time. We've both been drinking more than we probably should have, jumping on a microphone. So just, it is what it is.
Okay. Oh, we're doing confessions. We're doing full disclosure.
We're just going to be honest. Full disclosure. We like to be transparent here at Whiskey Congress.
We do. It's all about truth and honesty. But I was not going to admit the fact that I've been... on a date and had a few drinks, and you've been out doing work, some stuff and drinking as well.
I mean, tonight
you're drinking Stag
Junior, and then earlier tonight I had some Jefferson's Reserve that was fucking phenomenal.
Really?
Oh God!
I think it's one of the things you put on the list of things you wanted me to look for in New Jersey, and I couldn't find it.
Failed.
Jim. I have failed you. You failed me for the last time. You're trying to do the Vader neck pinch. All right.
Your lack of faith disturbs me. Anyway. So obviously you see where this is going, folks. Sorry.
So the first thing that we need to talk about, because we didn't get to talk about it when we initially recorded, is Amber Geiger was indicted on murder charges today.
Yeah. And if you don't remember who Amber Geiger was, there was a shooting back on September 6th, also my birthday. Very unfortunate incident where Amber Geiger, shoots Botham Jean in his apartment, but she confuses it for her apartment. And she was a Dallas police officer who was off duty at the time, and her story is that she confused his apartment for her apartment, and when she went into his apartment and saw him there thinking it was hers, she shot him and killed him, and then she was arrested subsequently 3 days after. It happened back in September. It's now the end of November, and she has just recently been indicted for murder. She was arrested initially for manslaughter, but it went to a grand jury, and the grand jury came back and said, nope, it's going to be a murder charge, which is significant on a couple of different levels. One, because the grand jury, you could say, looked at this and said, this is serious enough where it deserves and warrants a murder charge. And then the other concern is that if it's murder or nothing, the prosecution has a pretty tall task ahead of them to prove all the various elements of murder in Texas, and depending, and it varies in each state, but they're going to need to prove each element of murder. And if they're not able to prove that, and the defense is able to poke holes through it, obviously beyond the whole reasonable of a doubt standard, then with it being murder or nothing, then she will possibly walk, right? If depending on how the trial goes,
right.
So it's something to watch and be aware of.
I mean, the whole story is nuts. I mean, she breaks. Well, there's a lot of things we don't know.
So she's what we do know is that she was just getting off her shift, or she was an off duty police officer. She had worked a shift, and then she did live in the building, but she lived on a different floor, but maybe directly below where Botham Jean lived, and. What we don't know is, was the door opened or was the door closed to his apartment? Because in the report, allegedly, the door was open, and she pushed the door open, draws her weapon, allegedly issues a verbal command, and then fires two shots, two or three shots, I can't remember the exact number, and then, one or two of those shots ends up, killing Botham Jean. There are witness accounts that dispute that account, right? And there was some controversy over this because she wasn't arrested for 3 days, and the question was she, how were they treating this? Were they treating this like a police officer shooting where, like, had she been on duty and, dealing with an actual crime? So how are they treating her? And it evolved to where they were treating it like an officer-related shooting, and then it changed in where all of a sudden they weren't treating it that way. She ends up getting fired from her job. So she's no longer a Dallas police officer.
Right.
And she was initially arrested for manslaughter. She's now since been charged with murder. So it seems like so there's a lot to this. One of the witness accounts has her banging on that door, screaming, "Let me in," right? So if that's true and accurate, right, and if there's any way to prove that, and I don't know if there is, all right?
There'll be witness testimony, but
Who knows if it is? But I mean, like that would lead one to believe that there may have been some sort of pre-existing relationship that happened here. So she knew exactly where she was. She knew she wasn't at her apartment. And so when she does get in and unloads her, you know, she opens fire and hits this guy with a couple rounds, that there was some bad intentions there, right? To say the least. So there is that aspect of it. Or it could just be that her story doesn't add up, right? Like, we have what's in the police report, but after interviews, after whatever, maybe the story's not aligning. Now, listen, with a grand jury, it's not hard to get a grand jury to indict. It's really not. Now, what I will say, though, it is hard to get a grand jury to indict a police officer involved in a shooting, right? I mean, it doesn't...
Especially for murder,
right? And so... there are some things that are a little bit different from this than other police shootings and other situations. I shouldn't even say that because this is somewhat of a unique situation. It's definitely a unique situation. I think there was an idea that because she was a police officer that she was going to get special treatment and that she would be afforded every sort of luxury to avoid, you know, harsh criminal penalty. But that seems to be changing. And is it due to political pressure, or is it due to actual evidence? And does it pertain to her story and the way she's telling it? And is that falling apart? And does it seem like there may be more to this than just mistaken apartment, right? Like, which
the,
like,
whole thing is weird,
right? I'm sorry. Like, if you've ever, like, there, like, the story itself. Oh, she thought it was her apartment, like, and she was really tired, and she just, you know, like, you know, she just went to the wrong place. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I've been really tired and lived in a high rise apartment and never went to the wrong floor, went to the wrong door. You know, banged on it to the point, and then, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, she gained access to the apartment.
Right.
So, whether it was not properly secured, who knows? I can say this. I have spent a ton of time in hotels. I have gone to the wrong hotel room before.
Mm-hmm.
I have literally gone to the wrong room, stuck my key in the door, and gone, "What the fuck?" And
so have I.
And then you go, "Oh shit, I'm in the wrong room."
Yep.
I'm in the wrong room.
Immediately, you know.
Same.
But as soon as you open the door, like, I mean, I've had that happen where I've had a situation where someone else opened the door.
Right? I never actually opened the door.
I had a situation not that long ago, like maybe a little over a year ago. I just kept jamming my key in there. And like, because I've had situations where the key doesn't work.
Right.
But if you try it a couple times and you kind of jimmy it a little soft up against, and then you can kind of get that green light, and a guy opens the door. And
the door didn't open appropriately.
Right. Like,
someone opened
the guy door, opens like, the door, okay. And I'm like, this is not my room. Right. This is 206. I'm in 208.
Yep.
My bad. Right. But immediately I knew.
Right.
Right. And again, it's a hotel room and they all look the same. Like, most of the, like, decoration, all that shit's the same. And you've
been there for 3 days.
Right. Exactly. A day or however many hours.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, this is the place where she lived. Right. Like, so this whole idea that she, like, and maybe, and like, I know there are people out there, like, he's never been as tired as a police officer has been. Bullshit. Right? Bullshit. Like, I mean, I've literally
flown halfway across the country.
Exactly.
And worked, you know, 12 like, hours.
You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you get on a plane at 6 a.m., you land somewhere, you hit the ground running, you don't check into your hotel until 1 o'clock, but you get in there, drop your bag off, turn around, leave, you don't get back there until fucking midnight. And you, fucking 20-hour day. Go fuck yourself. I've been there.
And not to make the defense any different, but a lot of those times, for me anyway, and I'm betting for you, you work that long-ass day, you go to the hotel bar, you have a few beverages. So when I've done that, I've typically been exhausted and had a few beverages.
I've done it without beverages. Okay. You know what I mean? We're literally like, you go.
But either way, right, the idea that she's getting home from a shift as a cop. So if she was drinking after work, okay, whatever. None of that defense is all I'm saying.
Right.
That...
I don't think that, I mean...
And if she gained entry without his involvement, then how did that happen? If she gained entry because he opened the door and she literally says, hey, the door got opened, and she didn't go, whoa, like you just described, right. Like, oh, I'm in the wrong place, and opens fire, that's...
So this is the weird thing. Like, she's saying that the door was ajar.
Okay.
And he was clearly far enough away from the door where he was just a silhouette, right?
How are both okay?
Right, but I mean, like, a report came out today that he was watching a football game, right? So, I don't know, man. We don't have enough details of what happened, but I feel like based off of what we know. Like, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Absolutely.
Here, and I feel like a grand jury probably has a little bit more information than we have. Like, I know that they do. So, for her to be indicted for murder, that's a really...
My concern
that's
is...
That's a key moment in this whole thing.
My concern is that indictment is an overreach from a provability standpoint. I mean, you're a lawyer, I'm an engineer, you know better than me, but sometimes there are legal standards that say you can convict on a lesser charge. I hope that standard comes into play here. And I think you said it might not, or it will not. I don't know. Do we know that yet?
She's been indicted on murder.
Okay, like, so, but don't they often say, like, you can convict on the lesser charge? I'm not saying
she's got to be, like, so what you would have to do, you would have to bring, like, you would have to bring multiple charges. Like, you can't, okay. Right? Like, she's being, like, so she's been indicted on a murder charge, period. Right? Like, so she would need, you would need to bring charges for... Murder, like, charge one would be murder, charge two would be manslaughter, okay. Charge three would be assault, battery. Okay.
You understand my concern, though, right?
I get your concern. And that's my concern as well, right? Like, this is, like, kind of an all-or-nothing play.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, you're going all in on the murder charge. But I feel that in this particular instance, this is probably the right play. In my heart of hearts, she probably goes down for this. Like, this is going to play out over the course of the next year, and this is probably going to end up with her going to jail for, you know, 20-25 to life.
So here's my question. Do you think she will take a plea deal?
They're not going to. No.
No?
Nope. She's going to take a trial. If I'm her defense attorney, I say, listen.
You're a white woman accused of...
You are a white female police officer. It is worth it for us to take this to trial. We had a white woman who shot a guy on video in the middle of the street, but she was on duty, which makes it a little bit different, and she walked away from it. So...
Which one was that? Steve, there have been so many.
That's the fucked up part.
Was it in Texas?
No, I think...
I was like Detroit?
No. I remember he was on a freeway and he was in the Navigator. And
oh, fuck. That was Oklahoma.
I think it was Oklahoma. And I want to say his name wasn't Alton Sterling, but it was...
No, Alton Sterling was
down in Louisiana.
Fucking, isn't it awful, though?
It's fucked up. I mean, but
that's right.
But you know that female police officer who shot that guy that we're talking about right now, She now goes around the country and talks to police officers. She teaches them how to deal with shooting people. Like, if you shoot someone and you get wrapped up in a situation where it becomes a Black Lives Matter, okay, a whole thing, like, she teaches them how to deal with it. Which,
that sounds pretty revolting.
I don't want to pass judgment on it. I think,
okay, I will.
It's fucked up. I mean, it's a fucked up situation, right? Because if it's a legit shooting, right, and she really was fearing for her life, then okay, yeah. I mean, you know, like, you got to deal with that situation, right? And so she's going around like, if you're in a legit situation where you fear for your life and you pull a trigger, you're gonna have to deal with these sort of things, and this is how you get through it. And it's fucked up because, I mean, if you remember the video, right? Like, he was a guy who was standing in the middle of the street with his hands up.
That's right, I remember that.
And there were three police officers. There was her and two others on either side of her flank.
Right.
And he was backing up, and it was like in the middle of, like, it was like a major highway.
I want to say there was a high speed chase.
I don't know if there was a chase. I honestly don't remember the details. And
we've been drinking tonight. We acknowledge that.
But
as I recall, but either way, he was unarmed.
He was a big dude, but his arms were up, but he was walking backwards away from them. She yelled out a couple commands, and then she, you know, let two go, she shot him twice, killed him, and then they didn't find a weapon in his car, but it came out, they're just like, oh, well, he had some drugs in his system, right? Like, they released that report. And it's like, okay, fine. But, I mean, she's saying she was fearing for her life, so she put two bullets in him. But he was walking backwards with his hands up. And he didn't have a weapon on him. You couldn't see a weapon. He didn't have one on him. There wasn't one in his car. Like, there's no justification for this shooting at all. And she walked.
Right.
So the argument is, if I'm a defense attorney for Amber Geiger, I'm saying, listen, you are a police officer. You work very hard, long hours. You are a civil servant, exhausted, walking into a building, confusing, doesn't have the proper markings, right? Doesn't have clear delineations between the floors. All these floors look the same. You walk into what you believe is your unit. Someone's in there. You issue the necessary commands. They don't comply, and you do what you have been trained to do. Why should you go to jail for that? You shouldn't. And I've got an example of another woman who was in a similar situation. Yes, she was on duty, but just because you weren't officially on duty doesn't matter.
You could argue that her situation was more, quote unquote, fear for your
life. Fear for your life and more threatening.
She didn't have more other officers involved.
So, like, a good defense attorney spends this nonstop, right, with all sorts of anecdotal evidence and all this other stuff, and maybe she walks. But I feel that,
The way you just said it, I'm now expecting her to walk. I hope it doesn't happen, because she killed a dude who had... Fucking A. It's one thing if you're Laquan McDonald on the street, which is my... Laquan McDonald and Walter Scott are my examples of just, like, the most unjustifiable shootings out there. I mean, Walter Scott was running away. Laquan McDonald was walking away.
Like, Laquan McDonald, the fucked up thing about that...
And I know
He was a clear case of, this is a dude with a mental health issue. Right,
Laquan McDonald or the guy that shot him?
No, Laquan McDonald is a clear example of a dude with a mental health issue who needs help, right? Like, and he needs, what he doesn't need is a cop loading him up with fucking 16 shots. Right. You know, but I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. All we have right now is speculation, and we don't have enough information to quantify a lot of the shit that we're saying. So let's be open and honest about that. It's all everything right now is speculation. But, you know, I think
it'll be a year in change before this. I can see
a strong argument from prosecution. I could see a strong argument for defense. either way, and I don't know how this ends up, but we literally can't get to a point where we say, hey, that person's a cop, they were tired, they walked into the wrong place, they killed someone, it's cool because, you know, they were tired, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
especially
that,
when the like guy that, was in his own right, fucking
dude,
apartment.
Dude was just at his own home. He literally did nothing wrong. There was there's nothing that you can do right to survive that situation.
Let's frame this in a situation with you and I.
Yep.
A couple months ago, I had my alarm go off. You came to my, I was in New Jersey. You came to my house and like checked out to make sure my place was okay.
Yep.
I was genuinely concerned. The cops were going to show up because it had happened once before where they did. And I'm not going to lie. I was wanted you to get the fuck out of here because I didn't want something bad to happen to you in my house when you were doing me a favor. Now.
Right. But I mean, so you're saying like, Steve, get out of here. I'm like, hey, Jim, no. Like, well, you did.
I
you
did.
Said,
yeah.
you're telling me like, hey, you, yes, you should get out of here.
Good. Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, here's the other thing. But if.
You flee the scene, there's if, that.
If,
okay.
If the police show up and I'm trying to peel out of there before they get there, we have another problem.
Agreed.
Right?
Like, agreed.
I mean, it's
but
no
my, but my point is that if, I mean, you were in my home because you have a key to my home and my alarm went off because of some glitch in the system, if something had happened to you, that would have been horrible. And I was genuinely worried about it. But if the police had come here and said, all right, you're not the homeowner, you're not, you don't belong here. This dude was in his fucking house.
Right.
So it would be like if you were in your home.
Yeah.
And an alarm went off. And an alarm didn't even go off. It'd be like a cop showed up and said, oh, I live next door to you. I knocked on the wrong door or tried to open the wrong door. Somehow I end up in your presence and shoot you.
Right.
That's what we're talking about here. That's,
right.
That's how I'm just trying to put levels of fucked up in this.
Well, I mean, it goes back to like, so we're saying if, because police, again, and people are just like, Blue Lives Matter and police have really hard jobs, so
right.
We have to give them benefit of the doubt. I'm like, wait, so what you're saying is you're cool with a really tired cop kicking in your front door because he thinks it's his. But his key doesn't work for some reason.
See the thing before,
and
Johnson.
Then right, and then putting a bullet hole in you because you lock your front door and he doesn't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, like that's
it is
insane.
Fucked up in like, so many levels.
Like, I'm sorry that she made a mistake, but there, like, listen, there's levels to this shit, and the idea that you can just like, listen, we all make mistakes.
Right.
Like, we've all pulled into the wrong driveway because we were texting or daydreaming or whatever, right? But we don't pull into the wrong driveway. Assume it's our own house. Get out of our car, walk in to the front door, see somebody we don't know, pull a gun and shoot somebody.
No, we don't.
And if
we
did,
there we go.
Guess what the fuck would happen? Right? There would be
murder.
A fucking price to pay. They wouldn't be like, oh, well, you just made a mistake. My bad.
Oops.
You're bad. It's good. How about this? How about you do some community service, and you deliver some canned goods to some homeless people, and we call it a day. No, that's not how it works, right?
Right.
And so in this situation, like she walked into someone's home, and she fucking killed them for unknown reasons because she may have thought it was her home and it wasn't. Sorry, like you don't get a pass for making that bad of a mistake, right? If she would have walked into his house and yelled at him and then realized, like, so here's the fucked up part. She goes into the apartment. She starts issuing these verbal commands. Like, and at no point does any sort of intake of her surroundings, right?
Right. Again, I've seen the scene before, Johnson.
Right.
That's a Chappelle joke if you don't
get it.
Yeah,
no,
like
I mean, it's
like
a great,
get it,
there's some crack on him. But, it's like, so, you know, it's just like, oh, well, I mean, it was dark and, You know, there's so many things about this story that just don't make any sense. So I don't want to dwell on it anymore.
We will learn more, but we did not get to talk about it in our initial episode from this week. We had an ugly incident in the NFL. Yeah, we had Kareem Hunt, who this incident allegedly happened in February of it happened in February of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And dude's a phenomenal football player, but man, he did some shit that is just tough to forgive. Right? He launched.
Me and you disagree on this.
Okay.
So
what did you see?
I saw a video of a dude, like, a dude comes out, girl says something, he gets pissed, he goes after a girl, gets held back. Now, yes, man should never hit a woman, men are stronger than women, the whole thing, yes. All
right.
He was held back, and obviously was very upset, goes through the whole iteration. He doesn't make a ton of contact with her at all. Like, he's clearly very visibly upset with her. And there's a backstory that explains why, because she said some pretty gross things to him and other people that were with him that would, you know, piss off a lot of people. But the big thing that people are hanging on is, he kicked her.
Yeah. The kick's a big deal.
Yeah. And so he kicked her. So everything that has happened to him is happening to him. He was released by the team. He's getting bad pub. It should happen. I'll leave it at that.
Where are we disagreeing? Because when he shoves her initially, he launches her across the room, but there was a confrontation. He extends his arms. He's a powerful guy, whatever. When he comes back and kicks her, that's when I went, that's a bridge too far. Where do we disagree?
We don't.
Okay.
We don't. I'm not going to... you're right. You're right. You are.
Okay. Right. I mean, again, I did not know shit about him, or I still don't know shit about him and his personal, you know, history.
It's not about personal history.
Where are we butting heads? I don't know if we are not or
butting
not.
Heads. I guess when I look at this video, I see a dude that's pissed off, and it's not going to play well in our current environment. But right. I see a dude, see someone, like, she ran her mouth. She said, I'm sure she said some pretty vulgar things. His reaction, he overreacted and, you know, went after her, but was held back. And a lot of people, what if those people weren't there to hold him back? Okay, but they were there. At the end of the day.
And the one guy that's holding him back, you know, like, let me kind of jump to the other side of this and say, he was not being held back because the effort that was being put towards holding him back would not hold an NFL running back back.
That's kind of my point.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's like.
But that doesn't make it okay what he did.
What I'm saying is that's like you holding me back.
Right. Right. If so, you and I are in a situation in a bar. You are in an altercation with someone. I can get between you and that guy and say, Steve, stop. Mm-hmm. And I can make you stop as long as you want to be stopped.
Right.
But
the second that I no longer want to be stopped, you're not going to stop me anymore.
I'm a paperweight. Right? Yep.
Right.
Like, I'm not a small guy, but you can throw me aside like a ragdoll.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, like, you're not going to stop me. Like, you're not. Like, you're just not.
Right. Right. No, wanted to get physical with someone between you and me, I'm a speed bump.
Not even. I mean, just
like, I want speed bump. I want speed bump qualifications. They bump, they're not much. That's all I'm asking.
You want speed bump status?
I want speed bump status.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
This is not good. So bad in so many ways.
But I mean,
but realistically, I'm not restraining you right. from so, anything I mean, that's without where, a firearm.
Listen, there are people there that are like holding him back. That it's just like, all right,
are
that,
they
like, are, is that guy really holding him back, or is Hunt trying to make a point? Like just get the fuck out of here. Now, listen, but did he overreact?
Yes, right, it's not good, Steve.
He overreacted. Blah 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 blah. Okay, yes, what all that's really the chick bad.
Cross though, I mean, he booted that girl.
He did not though. He didn't. Right, he extends his foot. It yet he extends his leg. All right. He makes contact. And my firm belief is that she went, you know, punter. She went roughing the punter. He kicked me in the face, and I'm fucking.
All right. So let's just be fair. It's not good. It's not good on him.
It definitely looks bad, but I think it looks a lot worse than it actually is. He did not kick that girl in the face and knock right. her out.
I'm true.
Right? Like, I mean, I know, he now, not now right. listen. That's, it matters. That's it matters. It's a
tough thing to say.
Right? It is a tough matter. But fuck it. Let's get rid. But fuck it. Let's Cheers, be honest about this. Sorry. He extends his foot out, right? And she like it makes contact, but he didn't actually kick her. He did not. If you watch that video, he didn't actually. I kicked you in the ribs and broke your ribs. Like, he extended his foot out, and it was a kick and, like, push, get out of here. And then she goes down and completely embellishes the contact that was made.
Okay. You know what? I only watched it in a bar with no sound.
Sound doesn't matter.
Okay. It was out in a bar tonight, so I have not, like...
But it doesn't
analyze now, listen, it that well.
He completely overreacted, right?
She, I mean, like, I think you mean she.
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
And that the issue was she went berserk in his room. He asked her to leave. She didn't. She went even further crazy and then came back to the room. Fine, whatever. He should have had hotel security and police deal with her. Instead, he tries to deal with it his way. Loses his shit, his boy, whatever. So he put himself in this situation because there's always better ways to handle that, right?
Especially when you're a wealthy, powerful, right, like you, like
there
guy.
Are ways to deal with this where you, yourself...
And do we know the girl's identity and background with him?
No, I know nothing about her. It doesn't matter.
All right.
But I'm going to say this, and it's going to come across really bad, but... There gets to a point where you, when you're living that life, right? I'm an NFL star, or I'm a hip-hop star, I'm an entertainer, or I'm very wealthy, or whatever. Where there becomes a way to handle certain situations. If you have a woman in a hotel room that has become unruly, or doesn't want to do what you want her to do, or whatever it is... In this day and age, literally from 2000 and, like, I would say probably 12 on, you have to know that there are better ways than, bitch, get the fuck out of my room, and if you come back to my room, I'm gonna bust you upside your head, right? Like, like it's literally, like, okay, well, I'm gonna call hotel security. I'm gonna call whatever, and you're gonna be removed. Whatever your issues are, or your issues, they're not mine. Right, or you go a different route and you call a private security group to come and handle that situation, right? Where it's a bunch of really big dudes who really don't give a fuck what she says, and you know she yells for about 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden they put their hand over her mouth and she disappears, and you never have to worry about her again. No, they don't kill her, but they make her go away, right? I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. Right, like I mean, like listen, like if I'm in a hotel room, right, everything is going great, and all of a sudden it's not going great, and the only reason it's not going great is because of your dumb, crazy, coked out ass. Then guess what? I'm gonna go pay the correct people to go deal with you.
I don't like the way you said that, But I want to bring this back to, I don't know, you don't. Let me bring it back to Ezekiel Elliott.
Why are we
because
back to Ezekiel?
Because
what does he have to do with this?
Nothing about this situation, but I told you that I dated a girl a while ago whose daughter used to hang out with Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, okay.
And Ezekiel Elliott had a policy that if you come into my dorm room or apartment, whatever, like, there were rules. You don't bring your cell phone here. You don't bring this in here. Like, he knew he didn't want to get set up for anything. 2 years later, he dates a crazy chick who sets him up for something. He ends up getting suspended for, like, 4 games when it was clear that he had not done anything that she accused him of. Why are you staring at me like that?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
So I guess we're kind of on the same plane that I don't know what Kareem Hunt did that led to the situation.
I'm just saying that these athletes are in danger. The reality is, it's not popular. It's not good.
No one wants to hear it.
Right, and sorry.
But, I just did it instead of hitting myself a bunch of people.
The reality is like, when you, if you've got the money to deal with these sort of situations, you deal with it. Kareem Hunt didn't deal with the situation correctly, right? Whatever the issue was inside the room, right? Once she was outside of the room, he should have completely detached himself from that situation, and he had a couple of options. He could have called hotel security, he could have called police, or he could have called outside security, right? Like, in the outside security, right, like, there are rules, boundaries, limits, things, like, their rules of engagement or whatever,
right,
are different than the police and different than hotel security and everything else. And if let's say all things go well and I don't have a fucked up injury at UMass or whatever, I end up making it to the NFL, you better goddamn believe that I'm going to have on speed dial a group of people who solve problems for me.
You want your Ray Donovan?
Yes.
All
right. Absolutely. Right?
And,
absolutely.
And the truth is, most people with any kind of money and power have that guy.
They have that guy. You have a cleaner. You have a fixer. We've got a president who had it, and Michael Cohen. The problem is that Michael Cohen is a fucking idiot. And got, if I knew... If I knew that that was a job opening, let me tell you that I would have taken said job and I would have done a hell of a better job at it than fucking Michael Cohen did. Jesus. Come on.
All right. On that note, you want to close this down, or anything else we want to talk about?
I think we're good.
I think Steve would have been a much better closer or much better Ray Donovan for the president than Michael Cohen.
Listen, if I was the president's, like, fixer lawyer, the president would not have any of the problems that he has right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. I will say this. If I needed a fixer, you'd be the first guy I called.
Well, I guarantee you'd
be the first one I called.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That makes me... that literally brings me joy. I have an erection.
Okay, that didn't help the cause. All right, brother, let's shut this down. Bonus episode. Fun, weird conversation. We'll probably get a lot of shit from it, but fuck it.
Probably.
It's fun. You ready?
Yeah.
And we're out.